Chapter 4, No Time to Lead Sales. Challenge number 3. Hey, what happens when you put a self-directed team in the game against a well-coached team? 8 times out of 10, if the talent is similar, the well-coached team will win. Now, why is that? Well, if the coach is doing his job, he'll manage the resources better. He'll motivate his players. He'll match up his strengths to gain the advantage. He'll pull players out when they get tired and give them a rest. He'll change the defense to stop a dominant player on the other team while setting up offensive plays to gain a scoring advantage. In most cases, a self-directed team will not do that. If there is no coach, 2/3 of the player will be screwing around while a couple of guys are busting their butts. When there is no coach, there's probably no playbook for offense or defense. When that's the case, a few dominant players will hog the ball on offense, doing their shake and bake 105 drill, darting to the basket and throwing up low percentage shots. And on defense, no one gets back on a fast break to prevent easy scores. This kind of team, although talented, would probably get beat 8 out of 10 times by a well-coached team. Sports teams need leadership, and so do sales teams, if they are to ever reach their full potential. Leading a sales team in an agency is a problem for the agency owner, and here are the 3 reasons why. The first problem, as agency owner, you have an agency run. If you're fortunate, you've got a great support staff to handle all of the day-to-day activities of running a company. If you're not so fortunate, you'll soon feel like you've been drawn and quartered. You have a lot of responsibilities, personnel decisions, underwriter and carrier meetings, shareholder meetings, strategic planning sessions. The bottom line is that a substantial part of your day is roped, harnessed, and ridden into the sunset, a huge chunk that you will never get back. The second problem, you have a personal book to grow. Hey, it's common knowledge that a lot of your personal income is derived from your own personal production unless you are running a major league agency and are the majority stockholder. That clearly means one thing. Your book is your lifeline, and as such, you must make it top priority. You have to handle renewals, get involved in nasty claim messes, engage with underwriters, fight off competitors, write new business, and grow your book. It is the easiest and fastest route to greater personal income. Agency owners generally fall into one of these buckets. Either you're a born salesman and love meeting with clients, building your book, sell, sell, sell. I mean, it's just fun. Or you love the mechanics of the business, the operations. Getting your fingers in the overall planning and execution is the place where you derive a lot of work satisfaction. Either way, you make a lot of your money from managing your book of business, and that leaves a big gap on the sales frontier, as very few agency owners love rolling up their sleeves and leading sales. So the third problem is not enough time or resources to develop your sales team. You run sales meetings and wish they were better, but you don't have a lot of time to plan for them. You're always willing to help a producer strategize on a difficult account if asked. You conduct an annual goal setting and planning session with your producers. You're involved with your sales team, but it's like being a player coach much more than a head coach. You don't feel you have enough time to devote to it, and you don't have systems in place to support it where you can train others to help you. So the biggest part of the burden is on your shoulders. Ultimately, the problem is you don't have time, or you don't make it a priority, and you have a self-directed sales team. That's not a problem if they're all studs, but if they aren't, that's the recipe for mediocrity. Consider this truth. The difference between where your agency is today and where it will be 5 years from now is in direct proportion to your ability to develop your sales team. Well, what does that mean? It means if your firm isn't growing at the pace you want, you don't have a producer problem. You have a leadership problem. When you invest a little time and money in developing your ability to grow and develop your producers, they will grow and develop. If you leave it up to them and their own devices, the majority of them will do what people naturally do. They'll take the easy road. If you want to get excited about the potential of growth, play 3 what-if games. Get your partners in the boardroom and using the whiteboard, map out these 3 scenarios. The first game is pretty simple. Assume nothing really changes. Project how big each producer's book will be in 5 years based upon their current and past performance. Will you be happy with that? The second game is to assume you can step up and get your middle 60% of producers on a steeper growth path by training, developing, and coaching them to prospect more and write bigger accounts. Where does that put you? And the third game, do what you did in the second game while adding new producers successfully each year for the next 5 years and determine where that would put you. The big difference between where your agency is now and where it will be 5 years from now is in your ability to develop your sales team, to get more out of the existing players, which is in their best interest, and add new producers successfully. When you look at it objectively, you have four types of producers. Number one, high performers. They meet or exceed their new business goals every year. Number two, high potentials. They have talent, but it hasn't been developed to benefit you or them. As a result, they're keepers, but not performing anywhere near their full potential. Number three is legacy. These producers have been in the business a long time. They came up under the belief that the book of business they manage is theirs, not the agency's, that they can do what they want, when they want. They're like independent contractors, not a real part of a growing team. They're sometimes referred to as the walking dead. Is there any growth potential here? Yes, but you need a strategy if you really want to harvest it. And then number four is newbies. These producers are new, unvalidated producers. They are a big drain on cash flow, but an important investment in the future of your agency. They are the source of your big growth. But to get that, they must be trained, coached, and developed. And that takes a lot of time and resources. You want to help them, and you know that by doing so, it helps you and your partners. Your desire is there, but time is short. And if you're like 7 out of 10 agency owners, you begin right at this point, talking yourself out of it. You're just too busy. There's too much to learn. Your producers won't respond. Your partners will run and hide. And you feel that you're left on an island to fend for yourself. To accomplish your financial and growth goals, you must help your producers accomplish their financial and growth goals. But you don't have a goal setting system. You have a basic spreadsheet. You don't have a prospecting and sales training system. You just tell them to try harder. You don't have a central prospect management system. Everybody manages their prospects their own way. You don't have a quality sales meeting format. It's the liar's club. You don't have a process for differentiation. You tell them to sell themselves. You have no repository of your competitors or copies of their proposals. It's just in everyone's head. You've hired new producers, but you don't have a process that enables you to separate the pretenders from the real producers. And when they get hired, you don't have a way to onboard and train them to win. And for the most part, they have to fend for themselves. It's a mess. And the thought of starting from scratch is enough to make you want to turn the other way and keep doing what you've been doing. It's an easy justification. Hey, we're making money. We're not that bad. But please don't justify mediocrity if that's what's happening. And don't lose hope. Look, I'll show you a system in the next few chapters that when you implement it, it takes the pressure off of your shoulders and helps to transfer it to a bigger team with assistant coaches. And when you adopt this step-by-step process, you'll conquer your three biggest growth challenges. Let's just repeat them. Number one, how to motivate the bottom 80% of your producers to produce. Number two, how to find, hire, and develop new producers and into million-dollar producers. And number three, how to get it done very efficiently with only a minimal amount of time.